Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we discuss everything White Horse and then some, sponsored by the MSCR. I'm your host, AJ. Today we'll be talking to Mr. Mello. Welcome, Mr. Mello.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am well. A little beat up. It's been a long couple of weeks.
Yeah, I could bet, because we got a concert coming up, and it's pretty hard to plan.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, too. You played a big role in it, so I'm kind of thankful. You kind of like are one of the people who are making this a first for a lot of stuff that we're doing in this concert. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you. All right. What are you looking forward to most in this concert?
Honestly, for it to be over. No, but to honestly be speaking, a lot of the kids have been working really, really hard on a lot of stuff because this is a first in pretty much everything that we're doing in the Madison School District. It's the first school to be really combining the orchestra and bands, doing their concerts the same night. The first school to sit there and start producing live podcasts that's going to be nationally produced. First school that has firefighters, UW Police Department, Madison Police Department, sitting in sprinkled with the kids and actually playing in the band. One of the first to actually come up with a music video where the music, the production, the performances, the writing, everything is actually student produced. So I'm really more of an executive producer or an academic advisor. So I mean, this is and then one of the very few schools to our first to actually have productions being done and musical productions that are being done that are not strictly band or orchestra, that is actually being done by students in the school doing like musical contributions, like yourself, like you actually wrote music that is going to be performed so that people can hear how much talent we have in the school. And that's not just limited to band and orchestra, but we have very talented individuals that do other types of music. So, so there's a lot to look forward to.
Sounds like a lot, but I bet we could probably get it in.
Yeah.
Is there a song that you think was done perfectly from a certain class or a certain
honestly,
group of people?
I don't think that we ever will hit perfection, but I've gotten to the point with my eighth grade band where I don't, I can basically play around with the music. I can do whatever I want with it. I was like, okay, hey, let's try it at this tempo. Like they'll say, hey, Mr. Mello, why don't we do it at this tempo? Hey, why don't we try this? Hey, like they've gotten to the point where they're so comfortable playing their instruments and so comfortable playing the music that we could just fool around with it and toy around with it and say, okay, you know, I like it this way. Let's go with this. I think that the more fun is actually coming out of the electronic music classes, though, because with the electronic music, it's only limited by the creativity of the individual. Because, see, with the band and orchestras, we're picking the music, we're teaching the music, we're telling them what we want them to play. So they're pretty much in a box, where my electronic music students are not. They just basically do whatever works or fits their style or fits what they're feeling. So
is there like a certain class that you think will be a lot better since the last concert?
All of them. Everybody has just grown dramatically. So there's no specific class that I think is better. I think everybody has just improved significantly. I'm probably so much more comfortable about this concert than I was the last concert.
Okay. Was the process of finding songs to play hard?
Because I knew kind of what I was looking for. In the beginning, you have to assess the level of musicianship that you have in the classes, and then you come to a decision. And there's a lot of material that is produced or prepared that fits that criteria. So it's easy for me to just sit there and say, okay, you know, I like the way this sounds, so I'm going to roll with this, and that's it.
Okay. Is there a song that was just really tough for a lot of people to start getting right?
Honestly, all of them. I think that because the way things were happening, we're coming off of COVID and everything else, I was given a lot of new musicians when it comes down to the band. And so in situations like that, because you have a whole bunch of new musicians, it's just very difficult to teach people who've never touched an instrument before mm-hmm. how to actually play. Yeah. So you have to start from scratch. And so I rely heavily on the kids that were in the band, but they were taken out of the band and I had to get them put back in the band. So it was just a lot to do in the background. So yeah, it was really tough in the beginning, but I don't know, after the first concert, all the light switches went on and everybody just became these monster musicians.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Mello, and we'll see you all next time.